The feast that we celebrate today goes back to the apostolic times, that is, all the way to the first century, right after the ascension of Christ and the martyrdom of Saints Peter and Paul in Rome. For in fact, we celebrate today the fourth successor of Saint Peter as the vicar of Christ and the supreme pontiff over all the church on earth, Pope Saint Evaristus. He, according to some traditions, was Hebrew, according to others, was a pagan, so he could have been a Jew like the apostles were, or Christ, or Mary, and he could have been a pagan such as other of the early saints of the church. Either way, he converted, and very soon he was among the followers of Saint Peter in Rome, and he served the church there throughout the other popes, Linus and Cletus and Clement and Sixtus, and he came after that. Around the year 99 AD, he was elected to the See of Peter, and he was the first one to divide the city of Rome, the diocese of Rome, into 12 quarters, or diaconates, in which the priests that were set over them, eventually they became cardinals, cardinal deacons of the church, took care of a certain portion of the very, very big, even then, city of Rome, and of all the sacraments that were administered and recording them. For since the very beginning of the church's history, she has recorded, as we do still today, the baptisms of those who are baptized, those who receive First Communion and confirmation, and of course, those who are married or those who are ordained to the priesthood or make vows under the religious life. And just recently, I received the paperwork, the certificates for the vows, the second vows that were made by our parishioner who was baptized, born and baptized here as St. Stephen, David Stephen Szymborski, who is now brother Jude Szymborski of the Society of St. Pius X. And so that all these things are recorded. And there were not like today where there is just a handful, but there were thousands who were baptized and so forth. And so these priests, the Holy Father, Pope Evaristus, divided their duties. They had to record all these things. Now, where these parchments are today, God alone knows, but they are definitely recorded in heaven. And so today we celebrate the feast of this Pope, Evaristus, who himself was beheaded at the end of his life after the death of the Emperor Trajan. May he implore Almighty God for the church in these horrible times in which we live and grant us a worthy successor to him, a supreme pontiff of the Roman Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.